Hello and thank you for tuning into Sideline Story, your destination for sports news, analysis, and discussions. I am your host, Brandon Yates, and I'm joined by all of my co-hosts today, Tianyu, Fuyu, and Yang Guang, and we are going to get into some NBA discussions. I think there's a lot of talking points to get through, and we're seeing emerging talents come through, which we've covered earlier on in the year. We've seen some legendary players that have reached supposedly the tail end of their careers still performing at an incredibly high level. So I think the NBA at the moment is just as exciting, just as competitive, and just as open-ended and unpredictable as it ever has been, which we can't really say about many other sports leagues that I can think of around the world. In the NBA, it's always kind of a toss-up. Even midway through the season, we just have no idea what's going to happen. So it really, really is exciting. But Yang Guang, let's start with someone in this sport that just continues to defy the odds. He continues to surprise us. I think we've all been, you know, in agreement that we thought that LeBron James is supposedly on the tail end of his career, but man, he just continues to surprise and continues to perform. And he has now reached a record 40,000 points. I mean, just that number, I can't imagine a team even scoring 40,000 points. Well, firstly, what do you think about this achievement? And do you think anybody can actually even get close to that number?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable number. I don't think anyone can copy that achievement. But I guess it's a tough one because the NBA has been constantly changing. I mean, 20 years ago, if you said five or six players could average above 30 points per game for a whole season, would be a joke. But now, that's just how top players perform. The NBA, I would say, has encouraged offense more than defense these years. And it seems like players, it's easier for players to score points. So from this perspective, we will probably see more Mr. 30 case in the future, like Luka Doncic. Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum.
So many stars, man.
Yeah, they are in high hopes of crossing this this box of 30K points. But still, 40K is a whole other thing.
Just a casual 10,000 points behind LeBron James. I love that that's what players are aspiring to. Maybe we'll get to within 10,000 of LeBron. I mean, that is just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I mean, 40K, it's something on the ceiling. Almost untouchable. It's not only a matter of which basketball that is trendy, that credits scoring or not, but a matter of the longevity of one's playing career and how he can keep consistency and athleticism.
21 seasons, yeah, 39 years old.
2 decades.
Oh, incredible.
I mean, the point James scored to reach 40K, which was just the best case. An explosive first step.
Trademark.
Yeah, a beautiful spin move and a soft touch. It's classic LeBron. I just don't see another 39-year-old basketball player do something similar. I mean,
I can barely even see 25-year-olds doing what he does. It's just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, my idol, Dirk Nowitzki, he could barely run.
The shooting king.
Yeah, but he could barely run. Yeah. But from his last season in the NBA, he was like a very, very old Volkswagen racing against a bunch of Ferraris. LeBron, even though he's already 39 years, I still see him as a very fast Ferrari.
Yeah.
Maybe a very old type, but still works fine.
Maybe like a cruiser convertible, not like an F1 Ferrari, you know, just one of those like country road old school Ferraris, but still a Ferrari nonetheless.
Yeah. And I would say if Michael Jordan plays in this era and doesn't make stupid decision of retiring for 2 years.
I'm sensing a very controversial opinion coming. Keep it going. I love it.
If he doesn't make stupid decision of retiring for 2 years to swing baseball bat, he might be able to achieve this 40K. But I mean, there's no what ifs in the NBA, so I'd say no one.
Well, he achieved $2 billion, so I don't think he's that unhappy with the decisions he made. But yeah, look, I think that's the only player that I can think of in recent, well, I say recent, in like the last couple of decades that maybe could have done something similar. But at this point in time, with the players that are out there and with the kind of numbers that they're putting up, which are still remarkable, we've been talking about 30K 40k is, I think 30k is what humans are hoping to achieve. And LeBron has just taken it to another dimension, another planet, another stratosphere. And who knows where the game's going to go. But with the way things are, I just cannot see LeBron being overtaken. I mean, also considering the fact that he also has 10,000 assists and 10,000 rebounds. Maybe that is something that will never... 40,000 points, that's one thing. But to be combined with those stats as well just shows what an all-rounded, insane, remarkable athlete, basketball player he is. Tianyu, these numbers are staggering. I'm actually sweating just thinking about them and just trying to get them out and just trying to wrap my head around what he's done. Do you think anybody can even come close to that level?
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. I don't think there will be anyone who can reach that milestone, at least among the current active players in the NBA. And at least we won't be able to see that happen in like 10 years' time. You know, someone just did the math for us. Kevin Durant is the second highest scoring active player with
28,000, right?
Yeah, with over 28,000 points. He's got an average 27 points per game. If he could maintain that level for six seasons and play 70 games every year, he would be likely to reach 40k points at the age of 41. And as for Stephen Curry, who is also a great superstar, he has to average 28 points for seven seasons from now and play every single of it to reach 40k at the age of 42.
I think that's the biggest thing, though. But honestly, the points per game and everything, that sounds, you know, relatively achievable. But it's what you've said is to go season after season and play every single game. Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah, I think you're right. This league is not lacking talented players.
No.
If you take a look at the younger generation players, everybody in the NBA knows that as long as you train hard and eat healthily like LeBron James, you will be ending up being a superstar like him. But the truth is, no one could even keep up with his training plan. Mm-hmm. This man's just consistently improving.
Yeah, it reminds me of Zion Williamson. Everyone said he's the next LeBron.
Yeah, but I was very excited when he came on the scene. I'm still excited by him, but I still, he's probably not going to reach his full potential.
No.
Yeah, to get to that LeBron type of status and stats, it takes more than just efforts on the court. It takes so much. And I just think a lot of these young dudes coming into the game, I don't know if they are willing to make those sorts of sacrifices. For you, what do you think?
It seems we can agree on this. We talked about LeBron James and his crazy scoring abilities at the
alien
beginning.
Alien scoring abilities. we need to make sure that he actually is human.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this at the beginning of the season, actually earlier during our podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't think that anyone would be able to repeat his success. And I still think that is not possible unless humans undergo major evolution.
Humans.
Tianyu broke it down for us, and I actually look at it from another perspective. Like, let's assume that a player averages 25 points per game, and he has...
In the NBA, let's not forget as well, not against school kids.
Yeah, and he plays in every single game throughout the season, which is like 80 games.
More than 80.
And he needs 25 years to reach the 40,000 point mark.
I fall asleep just thinking about all of these efforts that need to be put in. That's the thing. Like, I think, you know, these coaches tell these players, you need to play 80 games a year. You need to go for 25 seasons. Like, just hearing about it is making me exhausted.
So the longevity and commitment is what LeBron James does better than a lot of younger players. And it's only mathematically possible for someone to achieve that. So, no, I don't think there will be anyone who will reach the 40,000 point milestone. And speaking of LeBron James's achievement, it depends on how you look at it. If you just look at titles, the number of rings that they've won, there's a debate whether that there will be younger players who would come after him, but just
or past players that have won, like, you know, 10 titles, 11 titles.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, there's been players in the 70s, I think, from the Celtics that have like
Russell.
Yeah, I think he has like 10. Or Russell. I think he has like 10 or 11 titles.
Eleven titles.
But then again, back then, I mean, you probably this is also going to be a touchy subject, I think, but the competitiveness of the league back then compared to now, and the athleticism and the rules, I mean, it's not a fair contest.
Put a modern player to that era, it would be like a professional basketball player playing against a bunch of school kids. Like,
yeah, literally.
Yeah, but just in terms of his achievement on the court, it'll be impossible for anyone to repeat that.
I just think we'll get into it in the rings conversation, and I think we can get into it now, Yangguang. You know, there was a Chinese commentator that said if LeBron won 3 more titles, he would be considered the greatest of all time. And even if he did, I still don't think that conversation would be ended. I still think that there's always going to be a conversation about who the greatest is. But when I think about LeBron and I just look at him as an individual, stats-wise, I don't think there's many or any that can compete with what he's done. But then there are other players that have achieved more titles, probably even in greater difficulty than LeBron has, against greater opposition or in weaker teams.
Michael Jordan, for instance.
Yeah, but he had an incredible team around him, although apparently he hated all of them, but yeah, they still managed to achieve incredible things, according to the last... I can't wait to see LeBron's, like, Last Dance documentary sort of thing and see what led him to this point. But another thing that needs to be said about LeBron, he's done it with different teams and different teammates and different levels of class in terms of the players that he's been playing with. So I think that's also something that needs to be considered. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it might be the part where I will generate some debate here.
Please.
It's funny, every time James reached some milestone in his career, and people start to compare him with Michael Jordan. But I would say, I would rather agree with another commentator from China when he said, whatever James do in the rest of his career, he won't surpass Jordan as the greatest of all time. Simply because James' NBA championships were sort of shortcuts.
Just bringing superstars together.
Yeah,
it was kind of like it wasn't a process. It was kind of like, let's get the 3 best players in the world and see what they can do together.
Yeah, maybe in a parallel world, just imagine if LeBron led the Cleveland Cavaliers to 4 NBA titles with his Scottie Pippen and very quality role players.
I don't know if that could have ever been achieved in Cleveland, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's what happened.
Yeah, hypothetically, yeah.
I would say he would deserve to be called the all-time best.
So that would be a conversation ender for you?
Yeah, okay. But the reality is, every time he felt he would not be able to win a title with the team, he left and gathered a super team somewhere else.
So a lack of patience may have cost him that conversation ending GOAT status.
Yeah, and respect.
But then again, if he didn't leave Cleveland, would he have the titles that he now has?
Yeah, that's a big question mark. Yeah. To me, it's just not a convincing way up to where he stands now. Yes, he's a legend. He is a legend, but he's not the legend on the very summit.
I think this is similar to maybe what we will see in football and potentially tennis, is that there's going to always be a handful of people in the conversation. There's very... Well, in football, Messi's actually ended the conversation. But... But in tennis, it's still up for debate. Djokovic could potentially end the conversation. But even then, that's all kind of linked to titles.
Yeah.
Whereas in basketball, we don't seem to be making titles the key decider of who stands out above the rest. And I think we will always be in a situation, at least in our lifetime, where it's always going to be a debate, because people recognize GOAT status for different reasons, particularly in this sport. Tianyu, what are your thoughts about this potential conversation ender?
Yeah, I think Yangguang's right. Every time LeBron James made a certain achievement or win a title, we're faced with the debates, the GOAT debate between him and Michael Jordan again. And we've talked about it before when he broke the record and became the highest scoring player in NBA history. And this time, I would like to draw a comparison again and link these two players to... two superheroes.
To me, I mean, it's fair. It's fair.
To me, Michael Jordan's like Superman and LeBron James like Batman. And, and I'll explain. Superman used to be the strongest man on Earth. He saved the lives of millions.
Used to be.
Yeah, of mankind. He seemed to have the best character a man can ever have. but he's no longer in the game now. He bowed out in his peak time from the mission of saving the Earth.
And I need to watch more movies. I didn't know Superman bowed out.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Superman just suddenly, out of some reason, died when confronting like
Aquaman.
An evil monster.
That's the only other superhero I know.
We're turning this into a movie podcast.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, and it is Batman who carries on his legacy and leads the other superheroes. Anyway, I think everyone has their own favorite superhero, and I think in terms of the achievements they made to the human race, both Superman and Batman can be called the greatest superheroes, and that's also what I think about the GOAT race between Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
So Aquaman's not in there.
LeBron.
Maybe Kevin Durant.
Dude does it underwater.
I think LeBron has made history, and he doesn't have to need more titles to prove himself.
Yeah, so what you're saying is like there's a collection of greats, and they are great for their own reasons. It doesn't necessarily make one better than the other.
I think if there are levels, he and Michael Jordan can stand on the same level of this debate.
I kind of agree with that. I think it's similar. I know I keep tracking back to football, but I also think it's a similar situation where there's a goat mountain, let's say, a goat mountain, where you don't necessarily have to have one guy standing on top. There's room for two. So in football, I think at the top, there's Pele and Messi. And just below them, there's Maradona and Cristiano Ronaldo in terms of what they've achieved. And I think it's similar in basketball. I think the top two, while there are other greats and could potentially be more that come along, I think the top two that will always be at this point in the battle for that title, or just sharing the title, why not? Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I tend to agree with that. For you?
Yeah, it seems that we're all mentioning these two names.
Yeah, and, please bring in some more. I would love to hear some other names. I know there are others, but it's always like it always seems time after time. It's always between LeBron and Michael Jordan.
I'm going to disappoint you in terms of names, but I'm going to bring in another perspective.
Another superhero.
So, not really. It's natural that there are debates over who's the GOAT, and that's part of the fun of the game. I think I agree with what you said, that LeBron James will forever be in this conversation, in this debate about who's the greatest of all time. But for if anyone excludes him from this conversation, it'll be utterly
ludicrous.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And speaking of
And there are people that do, by the way. There's a lot of people that exclude him for a variety of reasons.
For instance, this commentator that we mentioned, was his remarks really he will start considering LeBron James to be the GOAT if he wins another three rings, three titles. So
insane. Considering it's a team sport as well. I mean, if we're looking at it doesn't make sense to equate team titles with individual recognition. So if we're talking about trying to figure out who the GOAT is, you need to take into consideration, I would say, their individual achievements almost more than their team achievements.
It's about whether this player can single-handedly carry the team even in adverse conditions.
That generally seems to take certain athletes to iconic status, which is also, I think, quite interesting, is that we often find that it's these players that shine in underdog teams that become these iconic heroes, superheroes almost, if you will, because they carry an entire team sometimes.
Actually, what you just said is making me think of Harry Kane, which is totally irrelevant to our podcast this week. But in the Champions League recently, he's the only person who's performing.
Well, I think also that's also something that needs to be considered, is that I think as sports fans, we only see the goals, the buckets, and, you know, all of these things that we are entertained by. But I think there's a lot that goes into that happening that is very important that we don't take into consideration. And I think maybe, so Kane is scoring the goals, but listen, someone also has to stop the goals from going in on the other side. And I think it's similar with LeBron, where he can go in. I mean, he's also a defensive beast, but he also needs people around him to let him do what he does, as Michael Jordan
did. Yes, because it's a team sport.
Yeah.
But he never single-handedly led the team to the NBA title.
I would agree with that.
But the times are changing.
But would you say Michael Jordan did? Would you say that he single-handedly led the Bulls to a title at any point in his career?
Almost. Yeah.
Really? I think the Rodman times are... and Scotty would be very upset, just as upset as they were in that last dance documentary. Yeah.
I mean, the times are changing. The rules are also changing. The competitiveness is upgrading in the league. I think it's
LeBron definitely also has more protection than Michael Jordan ever did, I would say, in terms of from the referees.
Since we're getting to the part where we speak about Michael Jordan, I think he's the GOAT in terms of the influence he's had, not only on the court but also off the court. I mean, if you ask older generations here in China, even for those who are not into sports, they'll know the name Michael Jordan. They may not know the exact stats. They may not know which team he played for. But if you just mention the name, they'll know that he's the best basketball player of the era.
More than that, he took the sport to another level. And of course, Michael Jordan also took it to the next level with Jordans, and that became a cultural phenomenon. And the Air Jordan, all of those things became iconic, more so than what he actually achieved, I think. Because those are things that people tend to remember. I think if you also ask those people that know, like you said, about Michael Jordan, they can't say how many titles he's won, how many points he's won. They remember the Air Jordan, and they remember, you know, Jordan sneakers. And that's because of how iconic he was as an athlete.
Because of his success and also successive marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which also speaks about the influence of basketball around the world.
And marketing, I suppose. But now let's bring it back to what's happening this season, you know, and some of these teams that we've mentioned that historically have done incredibly well are going through tricky periods. Yangguang, the race between the LA Lakers and the Golden State Warriors to the playoffs, it's looking a little bit tricky at this point. We may actually see one of them or even both of them not making it. How do you see things playing out?
It's like a very fierce battle between two very old ladies. They're not good. I mean, the two teams are just no longer first-tier sites anymore.
Yeah.
But very interestingly, these two teams have the most number of fans in China. I don't know, it's
because
the same...
Because of historical success, right?
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, it's the same case elsewhere in the world.
It is, South Africa too. Yeah, no. Honestly, I think the Lakers and the Warriors are probably, and the Celtics to a certain extent, are probably the three most widely supported teams in the world.
Yeah, I think the Rockets are the third, maybe, the most popular
which
team
makes
in
sense.
China. Yeah, in China. But anyway, to the Lakers and the Warriors, I think they can meet in the play-in as the 9th and 10th seeds, but I think whoever progresses there would be eliminated in the next round.
I'm not so sure about that, because I think that the confidence that either one of those teams might get from winning that play-in, because of the talent that they have and then getting through that difficult period, and the players that they have that have been in the later stages of the NBA season, might then all of a sudden find inspiration and form.
I just don't see them going that far. Sorry, Lakers and Warriors fans. But that's just how I see the two teams now. They both have very obvious loopholes. The Warriors' offense is just a mess. It's no longer as smooth it used to be.
I was about to say, I never thought we would ever say that about the Warriors, that their offense is their problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Curry just can't deal with packed game schedules, and he had three games this season without a single triple. It's just unbelievable.
And Klay Thompson seems to have just completely lost the plot. Don't know what's going on there.
I think he had a lot of argument with the team about his contract, maybe, but... Andrew Wiggins, once again, seems losing his combat will. The bench players are not able to step up when it matters the most. And Lakers, their defense is like a piece of thin paper.
And another thing with Draymond Green, he's finally being punished for his almost criminal style of play. Finally, referees have caught onto his nonsense. Similar to Sergio Ramos in La Liga. Like, it's just crazy. I mean, there were moments where Ramos literally... physically assaulted Messi, like in a legal sense, and still managed to get away with it. And Draymond Green, I would say, is in a similar conversation. He is one of the wildest defensive players I've ever seen.
Even some Warriors fans now hate him.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I know the Lakers won the in-season tournament, but I don't see them going very far.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with you. You know, the Warriors have their problems with some of their stars underperforming, and the Lakers, you know, I mean, LeBron is still, I mean, doing incredible things, but not, he's not where the Lakers need him to be. Mm-hmm. And then Anthony Davis is, I mean, I can't even remember when last he played a consistent amount of games. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the biggest issues facing those two iconic teams is that their iconic players are just not stepping up anymore. But yeah, Tianyu, where do you see this going? Do you think that we may see the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors fall off very early on?
Yeah, I agree with Yang Guang. I think both teams are in real danger of sitting out the postseason.
Yeah.
And even if they were lucky enough to get through, they wouldn't go far in the postseason.
Mm.
The Lakers are suffering from some inconsistency issues. When LeBron is not in his best forms and Anthony Davis is struggling with injuries, there is no one to count on in the team. Taurean Prince turned out to be mediocre for most of the times.
Mm.
And Austin Reeves seemed to have a slow start to the season. And D'Angelo Russell has been playing really well in recent games, but his performance is still quite inconsistent.
Maybe that's their problem as well, as a lack of depth.
Yeah, and even though they just beat the Thunders, the
lack
the,
of consistency, man.
Yeah, and LeBron and Anthony Davis are playing at their top levels recently. I think their position is still very dangerous.
Mm.
And the Warriors are stuck in an even bigger mess. After a 6-2 start to the season, they just seem to have gone on a roller coaster. And then failing to...
No, they've gone on a slope. Literally just straight down.
Yeah, they just...
There are no ups.
No breaks.
Yeah, no breaks. Yeah. No, just straight down.
They just fell into a tailspin that lasted for almost like 3 months.
Yeah.
Loss to the Boston Celtics is a total nightmare. It's, I mean, the 52-point loss. Curry, loss, right? Yeah.
But it's... I mean, we'll get into the Celtics, but they are, man, they are so good right now. So. Yeah.
The loss is like the best proof of how they suck... Also in defense this season. Seems like both Lakers and Warriors are very likely to be excluded from the postseason.
The Celtics, man, having one of the best seasons they've ever had for a long time. Mm. I mean, they were on an 11-game unbeaten run. I think that was just ended by the Cavs. But just some of the, I think of the likes of Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis that has come in and is also doing an amazing job. What's going right at the Celtics?
I think it's a very complete and balanced squad.
With depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After two seasons of bitter losses in the playoffs, they know what to complement this team.
Mm.
I think they are ready to lift the trophy with this lineup. This lineup of Porzingis, Tatum, Jalen Brown, Jrue Holiday, and Derek White.
Solid.
I mean, it's a very perfect starting five.
And experienced, too. There's a lot of experience there.
Yeah. If they can stay healthy this year, I think at least they can step into the NBA Finals again.
Mm.
Perhaps the only vulnerability lies on the bench. They don't have quality bench players to play equally good basketball in the gap time. In the playoffs, when most teams only rotate 7 or 8 players, it seems like no problem for them.
Mm. Could be a little bit risky, though. Mm. I think they might be walking a little bit of a tightrope at this point, because I think 1 or 2 injuries could hurt them severely.
Yeah.
But if they keep on this, I mean, I know the run's just ended, but if they keep on this, you know, run of form, there's no stopping what they can achieve this season. Tianyu, what are your thoughts on the Celtics?
Well, I don't know. You know, every year the Celtics have been able to achieve perfect records in their regular seasons, but it seems like just every season they're reduced to seeing other teams winning the final title. And I think they have a strong team in paper, but still...
And in results, 11-game unbeaten run.
Yeah, but still, that's not enough to sustain them to win a title, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anything can happen in the postseason. When it comes to the postseason, everything has changed. The intensity, the competitiveness, and all the uncertainties you have to deal with. So I think the Celtics really need a title to prove themselves. And
agreed.
Yeah, and need to deliver some convincing results in critical matches.
Yeah, so for you, we've touched on the Boston Celtics, and they really have been incredible this season, but, you know, it still remains to be seen what they can go on to achieve. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I think Boston are definitely a strong contender for the NBA title this season. And actually, I was going to jump in when we were discussing this play-in for the Warriors.
We got carried away. We wanted to get to the Celtics as soon as possible because they are killing it.
Yeah, I can see that because they are really a very strong force to be reckoned with. And about this play-in with the Warriors and Lakers, it's crazy that we're even having this conversation that one or both teams may not be able to make it.
Agreed.
We know that the Warriors have had some poor run earlier this season, and they seem to have picked up some of their form, but it's still not good enough to secure them a place in the playoffs. And for the Lakers, it's like what you guys said, their defense is
non-existent, almost.
Maybe not that bad, but not exactly better than what the Warriors have at the moment. There's also the possibility that Phoenix might join both of these teams in the play-in. And
which is also quite crazy considering the amount of talent they have.
Yes, Phoenix were one of my picks for the NBA championship along with Boston. So expect some fireworks if the Warriors, Lakers, Phoenix, some or all of these teams are in the play-in, and it'll be crazy. And I really hope Phoenix won't disappoint.
Yeah. I think that's what we can finish off on, is that I think we're definitely going to still see fireworks going on in the West, but in the East, I think right now the Celtics are the undisputed dominant force. But one of the standouts at this point is that LeBron James will forever be in that GOAT conversation. And wow, congratulations on achieving 40,000 points. We may never see that again. But that is all we have time for on this week's episode of Sideline Story. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we will be back next week with our latest topic, and we'll see you then.